Cramming. Okay.
Like, you know the difference. You know what the topic is?
Know the topic. Talking during davening.
I don't want to say it.
So, start off with two points. First point, the most important point, is that some of the topics that I give over are more difficult than others. And for me, this is a more difficult topic. Specifically, what we're discussing tonight, which might be surprising to some, is the problem of talking specifically in Pesukei Zimmer, which is what we're discussing. We discussed last week that the Baruch Shamar is a bracha that we conclude with Yishtabach, and between those two points is like a bracha achrita. And therefore, of course, one's not allowed to talk. It's Arena. I think during the generations, there's been this outpouring of people who are interested in finding out about their friends. And I think that there's been somewhat of also, unfortunately, a degradation of Pesukei Dezimra, it's okay to talk. After Yishtabach, at least in some shuls, it's not okay to talk. And so what we want to see tonight is really what the problems are in Pesukei Dezimra. And halacha l'maisa, besides for talking, of what can you do? What about anias habarot? What about answering brachos? What about sadi baruch baruch shema, which we'll focus on. Why it's difficult is that, chatasi ayom, animaskir ayom. We all have difficulty with this, but I think we'll see tonight is a musar haskil, something that we could all focus on as something we should take upon ourselves, which is, it's also to talk in Pesukei Dezimra. The story that I wanted to tell, because you have to start with the stories, you know. A number of years ago, I would say before I had smicha, but it's not true. But a number of years ago, so I was in a prominent shul, not in our community, it was in Tinek, and a friend of mine was there I hadn't seen for a very long time, and knew it was Pesukei Dezimra. So I went over to him, to wish him Shalom Aleichem, knew. Start talking. He fumbles around. He doesn't say anything. He fumbles around, goes into his talis bag, and he takes out a card and he gives me the card. And the card says, Asur l'davar b'shas ha'tefila. And on the back side it says in English, I've taken upon myself not to talk during shas ha'tefila. So after davening, he said, Yish Kirch, thank you for the musar. I said, I thought it was interesting what your card said. I've taken upon myself as if it's a halacha. It's a halacha. I mean, I've taken it upon myself. You know, an extra thing. I'm going to say an extra. No, that's what the halacha is. We'll see tonight. And he was right what he said. And certainly a rabbi should know that. You can't talk during Pesukei Dezimra. And so this is what we're going to see tonight, very specifically to Pesukei Dezimra. Later on, when we discuss Hilchos Kaddish, we might discuss, which we're discussing there, about specifically talking during davening and the serious problems about the fact that you might not even be able to be counted for a minyan. If you talk during davening, can't get as far as you might be possible. But it's okay. Tonight we're going to talk about Pesukei Dezimra and its ramifications. So we're in Nun Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch. The first or the second side, anywhere you want to look at it. So he says as follows. So let's look in the Shulchan Aruch in Dalet. Sorech lizohir mil lehat hefsik bidibur mishyechil baruch shamar at sof shmon esrei. So he says, it's in one breath, you're not allowed to talk from Baruch Shamar until after Shmon Esrei, which we'll see extends Shmon Esrei, is referring specifically to after Shmon Esrei, which is after Tachanun even, after the Kaddish, Ashrei already, okay, maybe. So, what we want to see, so okay, you're not allowed to talk, and the Ramah adds, V'afilu l'tzorach mitzvah, even for something l'tzorach mitzvah, ein l'daber ben Baruch Shamar l'ishtabach. A big chiddush, that one would think that if it's Litzorach Mitzvah, it should be Mutter. And when we think Litzorach Mitzvah, so we've also taken this a level down. Litzorach Mitzvah doesn't necessarily mean going over to somebody and wishing them a mazel tov because they had a baby. That's Litzorach Mitzvah. You could do that after davening too. But if it's Mamish Litzorach Mitzvah, which we'll see, what about all of a sudden he looks at his clock and he says, oh my God, I'm going to Zman Kriya Shema. It's a Mitzvah Daraisa. So there's a big shayla in the poiskim. Can you stop for Kriya Shema? Can you say Kriya Shema even? We'll define, well, it's Tzorach Mitzvah. It's Ein L'daber. In fact, we'll see what the Mishnah Berurah says. What the Pesach Halacha is about what if you are Baruch Hashem in a minyan that's going very, very slow. And you've already finished Pesukei Dezimra. You could have finished Pesukei Dezimra 6-7 times. You know, these are Shivas minyan. So what are you supposed to do? Are you allowed to learn during that time? Can you say extra Tehillim? That's also a question. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch and the Mechaber Paskins, this is based really on the Rif and the Rush. And just so we know as well, in Hey it says, Bein ha-mizmorim ha-elu, shalom v'nei ha-kavud ha-meshu shalom l'chol adam. So the question is that v'nei kavud, adam gadol, so on and so forth, you could answer shalom aleichem if somebody comes up to you. Somebody comes up to you specifically, if he doesn't know anything about, for some reason he's in shul, and he comes up to you and he's Jewish, but he's not religious, and he says, oh, good morning, how are you? And you go, no! So that's not appropriate. Baruch Hashem, we've reached a stage in our lives that, hopefully, number one, kings, Bush is not going to come into to davening, and you're not going to have to say shalom aleichem to him. And number two, we reach a stage where people that come over to you that say shalom aleichem, you don't answer them, don't think that you just grog in the morning. They realize that they've committed a somewhat of a problem. This is a problem, I think, also in many shuls where there are many minyanim, where people think because they're finished with their minyan, they can now come in and talk to other people, which obviously is a problem. If you finish with, there's apparently in the shul on Shabbos, I think somebody told me there's a hashkama minyan. So it's apparently a minyan that's Shabbos morning, 7:15 in the morning, which is dark. It's dark. It's 9:30 even. So now the person's finished with hashkama minyan, and now he says, I'm finished, I'm done, I already had the kiddush, everything. And he's going to come upstairs now to sit with his friends. Obviously not in our shul. He's going to sit with his friends now and start talking to them. Because he's not, he's, yeah, but I've davened already. Yeah, but the guy next to you, come on.
We're very
bizarre
here that we don't finish the
kiddush. That's good. Right. So. So, it says, okay, so then, fine, the next, just so you know, just to conclude the halachu, the emsa, ha-mizmor, shol mibnei, ha-yira, meshim mibnei ha-kavod. So it just discusses what a person is allowed to. Let's look in the Mishnah Berurah. It's a long Mishnah Berurah, so let's get through it, so that we can discuss, some even more halachu l'maisa. Dalad, lizahir, the baruch shamar, have a bracha, lufnei pesuket, shel lufnei pesuket, zimra, v'yishtabach, have a bracha shalach ha-rea, ben yishtabach, liyotzer, alo asr, lahafsik. So it's interesting just to note, and keep this in your mind, is that actually, if there was some reason you had to talk, it's actually better to talk after you say the bracha of Yishtabach, Melech Lulav, Yachin Kelcheil Amim, it's better to talk between that point and Yotzer, or Bechoshech, than to talk during Pesukah Zimra. But still, that's also, you shouldn't talk even there. Right. And that's what the problem is. Fine, let's go to Zion. Lahasik. B'chol makom she'asu lahasik afilu b'loshim kodesh asu ledaber. So some people think, right, they're going to play shtick. Well, they don't live in Israel. So I'm talking loshim kodesh and pesukah d'zimra. So pesukah d'zimra, so it's mutter. Fine. The only time I've ever seen that is, that I can think of, I was thinking, what's the loshim kodesh? But the only time I've ever seen it is, we're not going to get to Matilas Yadayim for a long time. So there's an unbelievable psak of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik when it comes to Matilas Yadayim, which is certainly a das yachid, and I personally don't hold from it, many of the students don't hold from it. So the story is told, my rabbi, Rabbi Billet, so he tells a story that he had the zechus of eating by Rav Aaron Soloveitchik on Shabbos, and so he washes, and he sits down, and everybody washes, and you know how it is, it could take 5-10 minutes, all the kids, they have to wash the whole thing. So Rav Aaron turns to Rabbi Billet, and he says to him in Hebrew, he says, Nu, makarev politika be'eretz Yisrael. Yeah, wash. So the way we think of it, oh, Rav Aaron, you gotta go back, you gotta wash, you gotta make a bracha again, whole thing. What's going on here? So he said, Rabbi Billet said, who am I? Not to answer him. I don't know what to do. So what's the halacha? If you look in the halacha and the Tfilas Yadayim, really, we don't, you're not supposed to have hesach hadas, right? You're not supposed to, your mind's supposed to be on the challah, so we don't talk. But really, all this shushing and all these things, you really don't have to. If you talk, you do not wash again with a bracha. That's usur. It's a bracha levatala, 100% midaraisa. That's not true. The only time you would wash again is, I believe, if you said, hamotzi lechem min haaretz, and then you started talking. So that's what a shaila about. But the interesting part of the story is, why did he talk in Hebrew? So that's what he says over here. When you talk in Hebrew, so you don't have hesach hadas. Okay, even more so Rav Aaron said that when you talk in Hebrew, so because we speak English, so if you start an English conversation, then you're going to have Hesach Hadas, so you're going to go to something else. But if you talk Hebrew, you talk another language, so you're not really concentrating as much. Okay, so he said whatever. So Vidavka Baloshan HaKodesh just wants people to know it's Asur L'daber. You can't talk, doesn't matter what Lashon is. L'tzorach L'hastik M'nei Eze Ones Ovechi Havei Gam L'Besif. He's going to explain exactly what it is. Tzorach L'omar Kodem Shidaber Eile P'sukim. So he says, and this is the way Paskin in the Shulchan, in the Beis Yosef, we'll see later, you say Baruch Hashem L'Olam. V'yivarach David K'shechoshichim Mimakom Shepasach Yomer Gamkein Eile P'sukim Havei K'mo Baruch L'Fnei Macharem. Because the Baruch is Baruch Hashem L'Olam Amu V'Yamein, it's somewhat like a Baruch. So the best thing, in some case where you have to, for example, a person has to go to the bathroom, and he's allowed to say Asher Yatzar. So maybe you should you say Baruch Hashem Liolam, because that's like a quasi bracha possibly. A bedivor ches v'yafilu baruchu baruch shemo. So we're going to discuss tonight what exactly is this going on with this baruchu baruch shemo. Many of us say it. Some of us stop saying baruchu baruch shemo. Some of us only say baruchu. What's going on with baruch shemo? So what is the baruchu baruch shemo? He says no, you're not allowed to stop even for baruchu baruch shemo. Also lomar came in shelo. He's giving a Gemara. It doesn't say anything about the Gemara. By the way, this Baruch of Shemo is also the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. So he says, who's giving a Gemara? Well, Amen Mutar Lanu. So because Baruch of Shemo is just maybe a minhag, so therefore we don't say it. Aval Amen Mutar Lanu. I'll call Baruch of Shemo. I'll feel the emsa pasuk. Shel pasuk et zimra. Imu b'makom silka inay v'chol kol habrachas hoda mutar levara. Kama asher yatzar. Fine, you're allowed to even say a bracha. You can say Shema Yisrael, Kaddish, Baruch. So we see it's very, very limited. We'll see Halacha L'Maisa on the next page exactly what. Then he says, L'tzorach Mitzvah, Pasha, De'im, Mesir, She'avar Zman, Kriya Shema. What happens again? He knows that he's going to be Zman, Kriya, She'egia, L'krosa, V'seidah, Shfila, V'shachach, La'amro, Kodim, Baruch, Shema, Mutalo. He's allowed to say Baruch. Of course he can say Shema. Right. So look, two things. One, so first of all, midaraisa you're chayiv in Kriya Shema, and you're gonna miss the time. So certainly it would be mutter to say it, to hold from this possibly the rabbanon of not talking. Furthermore, Birchas HaTorah, as we had our shiurim on Birchas HaTorah, there was a question, of course, is Baruch Shamar, is saying Tehillim, is that considered part of learning? If it is, then you have to say Birchas HaTorah, or do you wait till Ava Rava, because you're not allowed to talk? This is a shiloh in the poskim. No matter what, bottom line, what we see from this is clearly regular talking is so usher that it's not even funny. We're asking shilohs here about omens, about certain omens even, can you say, by Kaddish. There's a shiloh by Kaddish even. We know you could say there are certain amens. For example, the most famous one is so the Nusach Svar says V'yasmach Lekuna Dekar Meshichet, right? And they say amen after it. Where does V'yasmach come from? Happens to be the Yasmach is quoted in the Rambam, but the Rambam doesn't say by V'yasmach to say amen afterwards. Therefore, as long as I'm an Abrach Paskins, no, you can't say amen. And there's certain times you can say Hey Shmei Rabban Baruch Elamaya, right? Shmei Kedusha Brichu, can't say Brichu, right? Some people say amen, you can't say it over there. We're mamish, we don't exactly what it is we're going to see specifically, but clearly there's going to be no heter for talking. Oh, we're going to see a very, very good question. So the question is, by an aliyah, what exactly the halacha is? It's not very clear. So first of all, la halacha, if somebody comes up to you and they say, and they give you the card, and they say you're getting shlishi, you have to say no, if you're going to be in the middle of Pesukah Zimra. If you're the only kohen in the shul, so you have to get the aliyah. If he calls you off on mistake, not realizing that you just came in 10 minutes ago, you're allowed to get the aliyah. But lahalacha, you're not supposed to get the aliyah, right? It's a problem. So, see, you can't even get an aliyah. So, okay. No, any bracha. We had, yeah. So even really last week, we didn't really touch upon this, but the Shulchan Aruch says this in the beginning of Nun Aleph about. Saying Melech Mulav Tishbachos, what is better for a person to do? Meaning, if I said my Melech Mulav Tishbachos, so really I'm allowed to answer Amen, but it's better not to say Amen. So maybe I should wait for the Chazan to say it, then I should say it. That's also a question. But in general, really any bracha, we're going to see also in Eretz Yisrael, this is very popular. What if you go to a minyan factory? You go to the Kotel, right? So this is always a big problem with Kavana. So you go to the Kotel and you're davening, and right next to you, 10 minutes later, somebody else starts. So now, you're in the middle of Pesukah Zimra, they're saying Kedusha, you've done nothing wrong, you come on time, you're davening, they're saying Kedusha, they're saying Kaddish, I mean, how are you going to have Kavana? So this is also addressed. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach addressed this as well in his, it's in Ishei Yisrael, which we'll quote later on, but it's also in his, there's a new sefer that they wrote in his name, and there he paskins that you don't have to answer. You don't answer any of these minyanim, you don't have to answer. Right? We would think, how can you not answer Kedusha? But even if a person's passing by and they're saying Kedusha, he's not chayav, he's not part of the minyan. It's not, for him it's not a darush of Kedusha, he doesn't have to answer. You like specifically share malasim and ma'amakim?
Or other.
So the question's like this. The question is, in a case where a person is, has, this happens to some people, it happens to me sometimes. So you finish Pesuk et Zimmer, what do you do now? Right? So if you finish Pesuk et Zimmer, the question is, what have you finished until? And let's say you want to learn, let's say you want to write something down. So that's really part of tonight's discussion, but it's a good question of whether or not a person should say yishtabach. Right? This is, I don't know, conceptually to me, it would say, like, I would say I'm davening, and the guy's davening a little slower than I am. So now I've reached up to Baruch Hashem Liolam. That's why I stop. So I'm waiting for him. So I take out a sefer and I learn. So there are some poskim who say, you're not allowed to do that. You should learn. You're interrupting your Pesuk et Zimmer. Better to say yishtabach, right, then I'll just quote you what the lashon is. In the Ishei Yisrael, so one of the footnotes says like this. He quotes Mikol Makom Nira Demutter Lomar Pirkei Tehillim Beemsa Pesuk et Zimmer. So he's finished now, and he wants to continue. He wants to say Tehillim. What's so bad about saying Tehillim? However, he quotes a sefer that says the Adif Lomar Tehillim Lifnei Yishtabach Mi Asher. To sit and just be quiet the whole time. He's going to sit for 20 minutes and be quiet. He can't do anything. So it's better. So let him say Tehillim. And he writes later on this. And then he says that, however, there are those that say, Kosov Sham, Shemutav Shiyomo Yishtabach Be'achakach, he should say all Tehillim or whatever he wants to say. So it's actually going to be it's a question, halacha, of really what's better to do. It's a good question. What a person should do during that time. Some people say you shouldn't say it at all. It seems, at least from what I read, that most people, Tila says you can learn, it's not a problem to learn. Certainly, if somebody comes up to the Rav in the middle of Pesuk et Zimmer with a Pesach Halacha that applies a general Pesach Halacha, not if Wrigley's gum is kosher, and the Rav's allowed to answer him, right? He says, Pesach Halacha, that's mutter. That's actually, Yabia Omer quotes, he says that that's what the Mishnah Berurah was saying with Tzorach Mitzvah. That if somebody comes up to him and he says, Lutzarech mitzvah, and he says, I don't know what the halacha is. Or he comes to him and he goes, I forgot how to put tefillin on. So you're not allowed to answer him, so you have to do this? Of course you are. By the way, so too by other things where you think you're not allowed to talk. We were saying before about the Alan Tzias Yadayim. So he's in Binyu Tzias Yadayim, and so you know the famous thing. He goes over to the wife and he says the same nu, and he goes, nu? Nu? And she's like, what is he talking about? He says, salt. So he should say the word salt. He wants to be Machmir, he wants to say Melach, and then she'll go get a king or something. But, okay, you could do that, but Litzarach L'mitzvah, you're always allowed to talk, right? Anything, doesn't matter what it is, shofar. I happen to blow shofar. So it always upsets me when I go over to the Baal Makri after, who, let's say he said I made a mistake, or I noticed I made a mistake, and I said to him, you know, you should be more careful. And he goes, no! Litzarach, you're in the middle of, that's what you're allowed to talk for. If you're in the middle of lulav, you haven't passed your mitzvah. If you said the bracha and you go over to the rav and you go, you know what? Every year I forget. How do you do the nanuim? He's not going to say to you, no, do the bracha again. You can't do that. Always the tzarech mitzvah. So, Shir Amalos Ma'akim, the famous Gra, who's against Baruch Baruch Shemot too. He's against that. And they don't. The people don't say that. I forgot what the Yekis do. Yeah, so there's a shiloh whether the reason why that's actually better than saying it maybe before you shabbach is because you've completed the bracha, right? You haven't said baruch yet, you haven't said the bracha, so maybe that's even okay. So that's the question. Obviously, what we're going to see is a good question. We're really going to see the focus of the shir is going to be on what do we do about these things that we've added on. Let's say the shir hamalos. It's become a minhag to say. There used to be a minhag to say. We'll see shortly. They would add mizmorim for the chas and the kala, even in the bris milah. So we say by yivarachta, we say pasuk by pasuk. So it used to be that The question is that somewhat of a hefsek, number one? And number two, it used to be they would add kapitloch. They would say certain things. It was a skula, the chasen and chalal, the sameach. They would say, so how is this considered interrupting? Is allowed to be done? It's a minhag, but now we know it's really not supposed to be done. So that's what we're going to discuss. But let's just finish the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll get to all these halacha lemaisa things. So basically what he says, as I said before, about the Shalom Adam, so it's a Shalom Adam Nechbar, so maybe nowadays it doesn't even apply, because people understand that this is the time that you're not allowed to talk, and therefore we don't say it. And nowadays, we know that you can nod ahead, and that's also considered a hello, where maybe it didn't used to be that way. The Prima Gadim, just so we know, the Prima Gadim quotes that he says that it is quite possible that if a person talks during davening, so he entertains the fact that maybe a person, what should a person do? Just like any bracha that he's talked, he should go again and say the bracha. Maybe he should say brach shama. So selfish brachas lahakel, because he's not sure, and certainly we don't know if this is the psak or not, so he says you don't say it over. But the fact that there is actually a shiloh, whether or not you should repeat pesukah to zimra, so a person should be very careful. That's clear, no question about. So now what we're going to discuss tonight is, what is the halacha in these different cases? And specifically, we're going to touch a little bit upon this famous Baruch Baruch Shema, what exactly it is. So, the Sheilas Teshuvos Yechav Adas, Rabbi Vada Yosef, who actually, it's unbelievable. In Eretz Yisrael, so we know, unfortunately, I should say, it's really unfortunate that we in the Ashkenazi community don't have somebody like Rabbi Vada Yosef. The Svar, the Mamish, this is their poisek, whatever HaChacham Avadia says, HaChacham of Yosef says, it's Halacha L'maisa, that's it. And it's really a beautiful thing to have, where there's no Shilas. This is what we, B'tzareinu, not only do we have so many different Psak Halacha, even within our own early Achronim, when you have the Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham, and this and that, certainly as we know nowadays, you know, as Rav Schechter joked in YU, he goes, Baruch Hashem, we have monotheism in YU. And he goes, everybody thinks that their Rebbe's God. Right, everybody thinks that their Rebbe is God. That no, my Rebbe says even within the only yeshiva. Oh, Rav Shechter, no, I'm in this year. Oh, so they have Baruch Hashem, this Rav Avad Yosef. So this week, on Monday, today's Tuesday, so on Monday, so there's a whole brouhaha in the community. They saw that a doctor was summoned to Rav Avad Yosef's home. Everybody went nuts. They started saying to him the whole thing. So they actually had to have a press release out saying, no, his leg was hurting him, he had a leg cramp, so they needed a doctor to see him, make sure everything was okay, and Baruch Hashem, everything's okay. So, this is the way that people go so crazy. So Baruch Hashem, he has a refuah shlema, so this b'schus, we'll read one of his tshuvas. So the tshuva is like this. The shaila is that, we're not so familiar with this, but we certainly can apply it to modern day. K'sheyesh chasen o mila, the beis ha-kinesis, the Shabbos. So it used to be that they used to say piyutim during the time of Pesukah Zimra, before Nishmas. So just to give you a little bit of background on this, so he quotes that the Sheilas Teshuvos of the Rambam says, actually his son, Rabbi Yosef's son, wrote one of the, found one of the manuscripts of the Rambam. There's some Shiloh, just to have an idea, there's a lot of different Sheilas Teshuvos of the Rambam. So one of them is called Per Ador. So that one, I think his name is Rav David Yosef, so he wrote that, and it's his son, he has Askama, so that one's kosher. But there are some actually of the Sheilas Teshuvos, so people question or not whether the Rambam wrote it. But in this one, let's assume that he did write it. So he says that there's a hefsek, and therefore, because there's a hefsek, Pesukah Zimra, you shouldn't say these mizmorim. And he quotes the Rashba, the Sheilas Teshuvos Rashba, who says, Be'artzenu, in our own land, everybody says this piyutim lechvod chasen and during the mila, kodim baruch. I'm sorry, after baruch shamar. But he says the Rambam says you shouldn't do it. We should definitely do this. So the Rav Avad Yossi says v'chein niruli bevadai. Of course we should hold from this, and a person should be very careful not to talk during, not to say even these piyutim. And he says, oh, so now here's the question. The question is like this. The question is, but this was a minhag that was established. There was a minhag that was established to say mizmorim, to say whatever it is, shiha malos, is something that we recognize. So the question becomes, so we know certainly now, nobody's going to say that az yashir. So that's not really part of Pesukah Zimra, but we've added certain things. Hodu, yichavod, that's not part of what we call Pesukah Zimra. Last week we discussed, Pesukah Zimra used to be Ashrei, and the halukas. Then they add, okay, so we say that maybe possibly Anshe Knesset Sagadolos with that, okay, fine, that you have to say. But what about what about these other things that were added on? So, the question is, what is the status of a, if you have a minhag? So if you don't mind, if you look on the other side, Shel Zechus Yechavadas, and you look in the paragraph that starts with Omnam. So it's really, I don't know what you consider it. It's really this third paragraph, but it looks like the second paragraph. It says, Omnam is underlined Hagoin Rav Yosef. Rabbi Yosef. So if you see that line, so unfortunately the person that did this for me, who cut and pasted this, this is actually the first paragraph. It should be the first paragraph. I cut and pasted it for me. So he says, Rabbi Yosef, this is 6:30 already, I wasn't home yet. I knew some of us have to work a little bit. So he says, like this, Sheaminhag, cause of Sheaminhag, Sheanahagu, Bekama Kehilos, Lomar Piyutim, Kodum Nishmas, Bechagim, Uvmadim, V'chein k'shiyesh chasen, u'milu v'veis k'nesses. Nira she'ein levatlo. Right, we should do this. Afal pi she'ein lehafsik b'besuket ezrim. We call makam kevan she'osim kol akein l'simchas yomtiv, o l'simchas chasen v'kala. So, of course, you should do it. V'kmo she'et hir lidon l'klei shir. Just like, listen to this, that they matered klei shir, they allowed musical instruments, b'shabbos al yidei goy, L'simchas chasin v'kala mikevan l'tzarach mitzvah. Just like the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and he paskins this way, that if you're having a Sheva Brachos, you're allowed to have a goy, not electric, but you could have a goy, certainly electric would be more of a question. He can play the drums, he can have the guitar, and they can have a whole gorse of band there, and that's l'tzarach mitzvah, so too this is l'tzarach mitzvah, it should be allowed. So Rav Avad Yosef says, the ain zavarim nirim sharei efshar l'kaim simchas yontif v'simchas chasim v'kala v'piyutim after chazar sashatz. Wait. You said you define chazar sashatz, you define simchas yontif as this? He's a beautiful piyutim, but they don't define simchas yontif. It has to be said b'zukei zimra. Say it when it's mutter to say it. Simchas chasim v'kala, that can only be done al yidei a band. That's considered more chasim v'kala, adding to chasim v'kala. And he goes to task on this, what this Rav says about this, comparing the two. He says, you can't compare the two. And he gives many, many reasons why. Specifically, he says there's no comparison here. He goes, first of all, and most importantly, all the posts can basically say that this is also nowadays. And therefore, how can you even draw the comparison? And he quotes many, many poskim, l'halacha l'maise, pasuk ha-shulchan aruch, Shebasak lahatin ligun ali de goy l'simchas chasin l'kala is not the halacha l'maisa. He writes this in Simon Shinlam Ches, but he quotes that that's the only what the Rav Yoh says, and nobody else holds from it. And this is the Rav Yosef who holds like the Shulchan Aruch. So he says, and the shvus b'makom, it doesn't apply. It doesn't apply. That's his raya number one. So then he quotes another sefer that says. So now if you go up to the top, so he says as follows. So he says. So the question is, are you allowed to be matir piyutim kodim nishmas? Ein lishonos minhag. So this one says that you should not lishonos amigra, you shouldn't lishonos aminhag. And they quote the Shailos Rishuas Mahari, koilin that says, she ain lanu lishnois, minhagim shenago bahem avoseinu. That we shouldn't go, this is what we did, this was a minhag hakamonim achasidim v'anshe maise. What, there were people with long beards who did this. Velte yotzeb is the amru chazal, Hinei lahem liYisrael, right? This is their thing. V'chein kosav pachad Yitzchak, an Ashkenazi poisek. So he says that what does the pachad Yitzchak say? The Rosh Hashiva, Rechaim Berlin. He says kosav sheyesh lizahir meod shloli shos minag avaseinu afilu kechadu shel right. You can't even a little bit. You can't change it, and therefore. He says, okay, so he says, so many say you can't change it, this is a minhag, you follow minhag, new. It's not a minhag shtus of saying, in our shul, it's mutter to talk during Pesukei Dezimra. That's not a minhag. Then he says in the underlined part, this is Rav Avad Yosef talking, say, tomar lo, shvene liyata daldach, and you should know this, masha kosef Rabbeinu Eliyahu Mizrahi, look what he wrote, shedavka minhag, shakovea al pi chachamim yesh alav toras minhag. This is only something that's kavua and chachamim, not just poskim just decide to do it. And there was a machlekes of poskim here. And therefore, he's not sure that this is what was called a minhag. So, you could really read into this and say, well, that's, Rabbi Yosef obviously has a view that you should not say putim, during, psukkah zimra, and therefore, so he says, that's not a, this is not a strong minhag. So that could be very questionable, and I thought this myself, whether or not, you could have another shiur about minhagim and the strength of minhagim. So he claims that when there's a machlokas of poskim in a minhag, then it's not a minhag. Right? So that if I can't even think, if someone says that you have to wear a gartel, and we say you don't have to wear a gartel, so that's not really a minhag to wear a gartel. Right? Even though we all say, we said this a few times ago, everybody holds you have to wear a gartel. We call it a belt, they call it a gartel. But if there's some minhag, and there are people who disagree with the minhag, so maybe it's not considered a minhag lahalacha. And he ends off by saying, right, so he quotes some other things where he says that, just the ending part, Vayin b'sheilas v'tshuvas leiba Avraham. This is the last part. V'lachein gam nidon yesh l'hanik shelo lomar shum piyut bein p'sukat ezimra l'nishmas. Eli nichu la'amro writes to say it after. Chazar z'ashlich sivra, chazar z'ashad, it's fine. The k'moshi kosov marin achida, the chida says this is pesach halacha. Right, and he said al pisod, ein l'hasik. Right, so Kabbalah now, you're not allowed to talk, it's terrible. And Bisikum, as Baruch Hashem he does, in the end, so Rabbi Yosef basically passes very simply. Mashiach Nogim, Bahasvik, the Piyut Kod Nishmas Kolchai, the Chvod Chasim Mekala, or Mila, Ain Minag Nacha. The Ain Reya of, look at this, the Ain Ruach Achamim Nocha Himeno, right? That there's no, you're not relying on the Ruach Achamim on this. That the rabbis have not ordinated this as something that can be done. Lefichach Roy Levatel Minag. Right? Don't do this. And therefore, that's the way that he passes. He happens to have another tshuva where he discusses this as well, and he also doesn't like this. So, what do we see from this? Definitely can't talk, right? But furthermore, what I think is even more interesting, which certainly applies today, is many, many Rabbanim discuss saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shema. And the Igros Moshe, number two, so he discusses this whether or not you can say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo if somebody's saying a baracha. This is in Psukkah Dezimra. B'davar Anias Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo Hinei, this is number two, Ein Bazeh Shum Chiyuv. There's no Chiyuv to say Baruch Hu Shemo. Lachein Ein Lahafsik Psukkah Dezimra. V'lo Bein Parakim. Right? Right? Oh, so this is amazing. Af Anias Amen Sham the Amen, who chiyuv, right, so, Amen, that's definitely a chiyuv, but what's this? This is a, I don't really know what to say, I don't know if we want to say as powerful as a minhag, right? Rav Avraham Yosef might even say that this is even a minhag. He has another tshuva about this, and he questions whether this is even a good minhag to say. And therefore he passes, Rav Moshe Feinstein passes, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, you should not say in a bracha, on Pesukah Zimra, which is very interesting. And in fact, there are other poskim, the Tzitz Eliezer, which I didn't have room to quote, also says this, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, doesn't go in the middle of Pesukah Zimra, you can't say it. Chavadas, as I quoted, Levushe Mordechai says the same thing. And if you have to talk, the Beis Yosef at number three, so he says when to talk, as we saw really in the Mishnah Berurah, what you have to say, Baruch Hashem Li'olam Amen V'Amen, but you're really not mutter to talk, what exactly is. They even ask a Shaila, if somebody brings you Talos of Tefillin, so tefillin you make the bracha on, they question whether or not you can make the bracha on the talis. This is as far as we go.
You would know this, but the first minyan, during the winter months, yeah. For example, we only put tefillin on
Yishtabah. Right, so when do they put it on? Before Yishtabah? They make the bracha before Yishtabah?
We say Yishtabah, and then we put it on
Right, so you say with the talis. So as I say, it's questionable whether or not he quotes here the Beis Mitzvah. Yeah, the Beis Yosef questions whether or not Yachol, if you're allowed to be the Masik, the Mesukah Zimli, for Atifas talis. So he said, look later on. It's a Shiloh. So I assume that we do pass. It happens to be. It's interesting. The reason I ask you is I see in a lot of I've heard in a lot of shuls, so they do it. Bedafka, you say Yishtabach. Why? Because this is what we're proving here. From Baruch Shamar to Yishtabach, is a very holy time that we don't even want you to put tefillin on. So we make you finish the bracha b'shtabach even, and then you put tefillin on. Because really, the time between yishtabach and yotzei or, so that might be a time where it could be better to talk. Psichas b'telum, just time to talk. Definitely also. Before. Right. So really a lot. Yeah. Exactly. So that really the halacha you can put talisman tefillin on with the bracha. But so the chazan is different. So just want to discuss for a moment a little bit what Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo is. We could have a separate shiur about what it is, and we probably at some point will. And that is that where does Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo come from? So the Torah in Kuf Chav Dalet, much later on, probably 5-10 years from now, we would get to it, says that his father, Hayar Omel Kol Bracha Bebracha Shaya Shomea Bechol Makom Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. V'zeho she'amar Moshe Rabbeinu, he compares it to Kishem Hashem Ekra, Habu Godel Kenu, which we apply to Berachas HaTorah. Fine. So just like Shemaskirim Sedek Basar Vadam Sarach Levarcho Shenemrats. Okay. So he says this is what he quotes La Halacha. And in fact, Halacha Lemaisa Kuf Chav Dalet Al Kol Bracha She'Adam Shomea B'Chol Makom Omer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. He should say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. The Mishnah Berura says V'im Hu Omed B'Makom She'Ena Roshoy LaHaspik Go Pesukin Zimra. V'chein brachas kriya shema, v'kol shegein brachas kriya shema, v'chila b'na parakim, asa l'amro. That's asa. And, this is an important point, everybody, l'tseif al-davar mevarach, k'gon shofar, megillah, kiddush, ha'i gavna, ein, la'anos baruch hu baruch shemo, du shomea ka'ona. So, shomea ka'ona means what? Shomea ka'ona means, it's as if I'm saying the bracha with you, and you can't make a hefsek. And that's considered a hefsek. Because you always know, when they say megillah, when they say shofar, they always say, don't say baruch hu baruch shemo. Because that could really possible you saying the bracha with the chazan. It's as if you're saying the bracha, and you can't say baruch baruch shemo. And in fact, so one of the ways to get around, just give you an example that I heard. So by Habdallah. So Habdallah Moshe Shabbos, there are those that hold that in order for you, this is a shir within itself, in order for a person to be Moshe, somebody else, specifically a woman, there's a shalom about Habdallah with a woman. It's an interesting shiloh because the Havdalah is the only bracha that we say that doesn't really revolve around an action. We normally allow women to say brachas when there's an action, right? If they want to, they say that, I want to shake lulav. So we say, you're going to shake lulav already? No. Say a bracha. We allow you to say a bracha. Havdalah, even though we have the summon, we have all those things, that have really nothing to do with Havdalah. So the question becomes, you don't want to be yotze with the person who's saying Havdalah, because you're going to go, even in a normal case, you're going to go home to say it for your kids. So what's the best way not to be yotze? So some people say you shouldn't do the finger thing, you shouldn't smell the besamim, okay. So other people say, no, you don't want to be yotze. When he makes the bracha, say Baruch HaBaruch Shemo. This way you'll know for sure you're not be yotze, because you have an idea of what the Baruch HaBaruch Shemo is. So there are those that never, ever, ever say Baruch HaBaruch Shemo. Most notably the Gra. If you look at number 4, the Sefer Nefesh HaRav of Soloveitchik, Rav Shechter wrote on the Minhagim of the Rav, Baruch Hu Baruch Shema Mechaber says, Pasu B'Halachas Chazaros HaShat, She'al Kol Baruch Hu She'adam Shomea B'Chol Makom, Omer Baruch Hu Baruch Shema, V'Shein HaGra V'Yu B'Maisa Rav, Shelo Ona Baruch Hu Baruch Shema. He never, ever, ever said Baruch Hu Baruch Shema, and apparently this is the way the Rav held. This is certainly, I remember the way Rav Aaron Soloveitchik held. He said, B'Davka, and I think this is the way the Rav held, in Chazaros HaShat is a big problem with saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shema. Because really, our chazos hashat is in order to be yotze with the chazan. And if we want to be yotze with the chazan, or certainly get the extra brachos of the chazan, as I was saying, so the Rav was even more machmir, said you should have your feet together during the whole time, just like the chazan does, but you can't say Baruch Hu Shemo, because then you're not going to be yotze. And there are people who don't say Baruch Hu Shemo. Nowadays, there's even more of a problem to say Baruch Hu Shemo, because, unfortunately, some of the chazonim say Baruch Atah Hashem, and then they go to the bracha. They don't allow you the space, and they don't allow you the space, then you're really going to miss the bracha. And unfortunately, so if you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Hashanim, and then you say, Shema, Amen, because you're in the middle of it, so that you should be careful with too, even if you say it. Certainly, I see this by in the morning when you say brachos. So the person says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elkeinu Melech Olam, Shana, Elkeinu Melech Yom Ve'Laila. So unless he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elkeinu Melech Olam, and he stops. If he doesn't stop, also there's a question whether. So as we mentioned in our much earlier shiur, when we discussed brachos, it's good to be, we're not yotze with the brachos in the morning, but you want to get the extra amen. So if you want to get the extra amen, you probably shouldn't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. But just certainly what we see is what the halach. Let's just see what the halach is, just so we can get down when a person is allowed to, what is a person allowed to say in Tefillah Yisrael. Look at number 5. Isha Yisrael puts us the halach of what we should do. Mutu la'anos be'emsa pesuket izimra, v'afilu be'emsa pasuk, amen, al b'richas hakal, kadosh, v'shomea tefillah, k'shomea kadosh yoch la'anos amen. So we're going to discuss, we'll see in a second what that means exactly, kadosh. V'chein amen yehei shmei rabba, v'amen la'acha da'amiram bi'olma v'yimru amen, you're allowed to say amen, v'chein yoch la'anos the kedusha, baruch hu midrabanan. So the people ask, what is Kedusha? What are you allowed to answer in Kedusha? So it's interestingly enough, some question whether you could say the Nekadesh or the Naritzach. So because Nekadesh is really just an introduction. So those that say in Pesukei Zimra, you shouldn't even say Nekadesh. And Modim Derabbanan, do you say all of Modim? Do you say Modim? Because then you're recognizing that Hashem, Modim Anachnu Lach. V'yadam Sh'al Sh'al Brachas Af Al Pi Shemutu La'anos Gam Be'em Sepasuk Mikol Makom Yakud La'anos Rak B'makom Mestem al bo inyon, right? So it's better if you could end, if you know they're going to be saying kaddish, so try to end a one of the pesukei zimra, one of the mizmorim. That's better. Aval ein lanos baruch hu baruch shemo. It's also to say baruch hu baruch shemo. V'chein baruch hu v'shar amen bekaddish. The emsa pesukei zimra afilu ben parakim, right? And any other kaddish you can't answer. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Aruch, he asked Rav Shlomo Zalman Aruch, shemati miagoyin. Rav Shlomo Zalman Aruch, the amen harishon you can say. The Yasmach, as I said before, even though it's in the Rambam, it doesn't say anything about Amen. You can't say, so there's really only two Amens you can say in Kaddish. So clearly what we see is that there's a shaila in the poskim, whether you can say Baruch Hu Shmo, whether you can say certain Amens. It's unbelievable. Clearly, what's the answer? The answer is that a person has to be what? The first one, the Damirom, the Yama, the Imru Amen, so the first and the last. And I'm sorry, Amen Yeheshme Rabbi, you can say. I'm not sure, it doesn't discuss your Diskabel. Being Yosei. No, but let's say you're not being Yosei. Let's say somebody just comes in and he's sitting next to you and he says, Vesate Vetzitzis. So there you think you should say Amen. You can say Amen. But you shouldn't say Baruch Hashem, we know. It's not, I don't think necessarily to be Yosei, right? It's we said before about Rosh Shlomo Zalman saying about the Minyonim. So it's a Shiloh. I mean, but I don't think it's. Just to say the Amen, the question is like this. The question is it interrupting your davening or not? In what way is it interrupting? Is it disturbing your davening? So clearly stopping, you know, we all learned the example when we were kids. You're going in front of speaking to President Bush, and you're saying to him, listen, I really, for the Jewish people, we need your help in Israel. Hold on a second, my cell phone's ringing. But you chutzpah, you would never do that. You would never, ever do that. So, I don't have one yet, so I can say whatever I want. So the Palm Pilots and the Blackberries. So people during davening that's mutter now. What's the difference between reading a Tinek Shul's Blackberry and opening up a newspaper in Shul? No newspaper, nobody ever do. But still, it's interrupting your davening. Kal v'chomer bein shu that you want nowadays. Even nowadays, when people go into President Bush with chutzpah noira and people say things like, you still wouldn't go into President Bush in the middle to answer your phone. Unless it's an emergency, right? So, no, really, that's a shot. I just want to end off with a little musar, and that is that in last week's parsha, so we learned that there's an interesting word there. So it says that why did Menashe and Ephraim, why did they both get a bracha? So Yaakov says to Yosef, the reason is that it's ki'ilu, the Bechora, I'm giving you the Bechora, Yosef, but you're not the Bechora. I wasn't the Bechora either, I also stole it, you'll be like me, don't worry about it, you can steal it. And I stole it away from the Amoris, and I stole it away in two things, it says. What did he steal it away in? I stole it away, with a bow and a sword, with a sword and a bow, it says. So the Shaila is, what does it mean with a sword and a bow? So it's explained that there are two types of tefillah. Rabbi Goodman, the Rav of the Youngersville of Farakwe, so he says this board, I forgot to quote it in the name of. He says that a spear and a bow. Yeah, sword, spear. So he compares it to the sword too. So he says, what does it mean? He says there are two types of tefillah. The one type of tefillah is the takana of tefillah every day. That's like a sword. If you hit it right on the mark, you do it properly, you got no problem. You're going to get it. It's so easy. It's like the target being right in front of you. You just get it in. It's no problem. And all your tefillahs will be accepted. Certainly with a minyan, no question. But then he says, what's the bow? The bow is a miyuchat tefillah. A person just gets up and a person says, you know what? I need a Yeshua. I need help. But this person's a chola. And he just gets up and he says, it's tefillah. And he says, Shia malos mima makim. In the middle of the day. So that's a bow. That's shooting out somewhere. You hope it's going to hit the target. If it hits the target, Baruch Hashem. If not, that's much more difficult. Furthermore, he compares it to if a person's not davening b'minyan. So that's also, because, so he says, so then, there's obviously the avashayla is what? If you're going to tell me that davening is like a sword, that it mamish hits every time as long as you do it, all of us daven tefillah properly. We all say psukah is there with so-and-so. So why doesn't it hit all the time? Why are there times where we ask for things that it doesn't? So he says beautifully, and he says, what's happened in our generation? In our generation, he doesn't say this specifically, but people talk during Pesukah D'Zimra. You're going to talk during Pesukah D'Zimra and you think your davening is going to be like a sword and it's going to hit right away? Maybe we can even say, I would hate to say this, that our tefillahs are becoming more like the bow and arrow, where we're just shooting up there because we're not concentrating on what we should be doing. What you clearly see is that we ask so many questions whether you can say things that we consider part of davening. We ask about Kal v'chomer that when it comes to talking on myself specifically, we should be extremely careful to know what it is. It's very difficult also when somebody comes up to you and they say to you, no, you know, you want to be cool. You know, how can you not? Oh, you're one of those guys that don't talk to Sunday Zimra. Come on. You know, when the youngers were with me, when they had this big campaign, before there was a lot of talking, they've had a campaign, they put in all the sitters a sticker. And the sticker had, or Chaim says this, Mishnah Berurah says this and this. This isn't halacha. This isn't, we're not quoting from Zohar's over here. We're not quoting from, the Midrash Rabbah who says, you know, it's better not to talk because you puzzle beidus. No. This is halacha lemaisa. You're not allowed to talk. So much so that you can't talk that we even ask a shayla whether or not you can say Baruch Baruch Shema. We ask a shayla whether you can say the Amen in Kaddish. It's unbelievable. So, what we should be very careful with the Pesukah D'Zimra and realize that we're doing it for our own good. And if we do it for our own good, your tefillahs can be like a sword, that each time, or like a spear, that each time you do it, it hits the target much easier than with the bow. That we should be zoicha, that our tefillahs are answered in the way of the spear, and not in the way of the bow. That it should be answered through, go straight, without talking, without anything like that, and be makabel to the Ribbono Shel Olam.